You're listening to Apple Watch 101 on the Apple This podcast.
Welcome to another Apple Watch feature demo. And in this demo, I thought we'd have a look at what you can do when you have your iPhone turned off. So the first thing I'm going to do is grab my iPhone here, hold in the side button on my iPhone 6 Plus.
Power off.
And select power off.
Power off. iPhone shutting down.
So with that out of the way, let me now wake up my Apple Watch by touching on the screen.
2038.
So it's 2038, that's the current time. If I flick back to the left.
Wednesday the 6th of May.
Wednesday the 6th of May.
Disconnected.
Disconnected is where you would normally have unread notifications. So if I flip back to the right.
Wednesday the 6th of May. 2039. 1430 to 1600 hours. Updated invitation. Bi-monthly.
Okay, that's the last calendar entry, so it's still showing on the watch. If I double tapped on it.
Thursday the 7th of May.
Okay, it still goes into the calendar, keeping in mind that it's the calendar that was last synced to my iPhone. So let me press the digital crown once.
Clock face.
Back to the clock face. Flick to the right.
1430 to 1600. 14 degrees.
14 degrees. So again, current weather as of last sync. If I double tapped on that, it doesn't actually go to the weather app.
Weather.
It actually says.
Not connected to iPhone.
Not connected to iPhone. So press the digital crown once.
Clock face. 2040.
Let's flick to the right again.
14 degrees. Moving. 79%. Exercising. 10%. Standing. 100%.
Now the activity complication on the clock face here, and of course the activity app, still running regardless of whether the iPhone is connected or not.
39% battery power.
That's my battery power, and that of course is still running. Now if I bring up my glance for settings with a two-finger flick up.
Settings. Disconnected.
Okay, that's the disconnected item again. And some other glances, of course, won't operate, including the weather and also any third-party glance that I've currently got operating, such as the TripView app that I've got for bus and train transport here in Sydney. So pressing my digital crown.
2042.
And speaking of clock, you can also still access your alarm clock, the stopwatch, and the timer. So if I press the digital crown once from the clock face.
Home. Clock.
And I flick to the left for alarms.
Mail. Activity. Passport. Weather. Trip view. Twitter. Alarm.
One finger double tap on alarm.
Alarm. Alarms. Wake up alarm. 6 o'clock. On. Voice tablets. 8 o'clock. On.
And if I did a force touch.
Voice tap. New. Button.
I can also create a new alarm. So pressing the digital crown once to come out.
Alarms.
Okay, I'm going to turn to the alarm screen, press the digital crown again once.
Home. Alarm.
And let's flick to the right to find timer and stopwatch.
Twitterific, TripView, weather, pass, active, mail, clock, music, messenger, stopwatch.
Okay, there's stopwatch, double tap.
Stopwatch, digital.
Okay, flick to the right.
0.0 seconds, start, button.
And of course I can start it, etc. So digital crown press once to go back to the home screen.
Home. Stopwatch.
Let's go and have a look at the timer.
Calculator. Timer.
One finger double tap on timer.
Timer.
And again, flick to the right.
0 hours. Adjustable.
0 hours.
25 minutes.
25 Adjustable. Minutes. That's the time I used it.
Start. Button.
Start.
Reset.
Reset. Etc. So again, perfectly operational. Pressing digital crown once.
Home. Timer.
Now, one clock function that I forgot to mention, of course, was the world clock. So let me flick back to the left to get to the world clock.
Stop, message, news, clock, mail, active, pass, weather, trip view, Twitter, alarm, phone, calendar, world clock.
One finger double tap on world clock.
World clock.
And flick to the right.
Amsterdam, 12:45, today, 8 hours.
Okay, flick to the right again.
San Francisco, 3:45, today, 17 hours. Perth, 18:45, today, 2 hours.
And those times are accurate according to the current time here in New South Wales in Sydney. So digital crown wants to come back out of world clock.
Home, world clock.
Now I can also access the last sync position of mail, calendar and messages. So let me just show you mail. Flick to the right.
Calendar, phone, alarm, Twitterific, trip view, weather, passport, activity, mail.
And double tap on mail.
Mail. All inboxes. Amazon.com. David Weber, 1844. Check out our selection of items by.
But now if I try and go into it by double tapping on it.
Amazon.com, David Weber.
Okay, it actually won't go into it. So digital crown once.
Home, mail.
Let's try messages.
Clock, music.
Flicking to
messages.
The right.
Stopwatch, messages. Messages. Ellen Woodbridge.
Flick to the right.
Back button.
Yeah, let's try Stephen's messages. And interestingly, Stephen. I can actually go into those and read them.
Stephen, well done with all the AppleVis podcasts. Downcast is telling me as each one becomes available.
And digital touch to come back out.
Home. Messages.
And I already demoed the calendar by going into the calendar from the complication on my clock face just to read the last entries. Now, I won't demonstrate this particular one, but of course, if you have music synced to your Apple Watch and you have a Bluetooth headset or speaker, you can still play music on your Apple Watch fine via the music app. I can still access a list of my favorites and recent calls. So if I flip back to the left to find my phone app.
Music, clock, mail, active, passport, weather, trip view, Twitter, alarm, phone.
Double tap on phone.
Phone.
And flick through.
Favorites.
So I can still double tap on favorites. Top left.
Favorites.
Double tap on back.
Phone.
Flick to the
phone.
Right.
Favorites.
Recents. And flick to the right.
Ellen Woodbridge, 3. Var Gosford, 2.
Okay, so that's my recent calls today. Digital crown once.
Home. Phone.
And as I mentioned previously, you can still go in and check into the activity app. And I showed that via the complication on the clock face, it being listed there. And if I would have double tapped on that, it would have taken me into the activity app. And I can also activate the activity app from the home screen here, and it still runs perfectly fine. And I can also use the workout app as well. So let me just go and run that to show you. So I'm going to flick to the right on my home screen to get to the workout app.
Alarm, Twitter, trip view, weather, password, active, mail, clock, music, message, stop, calc, timer, setting, photo, remote, carrot, workout.
Double tap on workout.
Workout.
Okay, and here it is.
Indoor walk, last, 1.12 kilometers. Outdoor walk, outdoor run, outdoor cycle, indoor run, indoor cycle, elliptical.
Etc, etc. I can choose a new workout to do, plus look at the ones that I've already got in there and keep going with my workout. So digital crown once.
Home. Workout.
The remote app to control your Apple TV, of course, isn't going to work because you have to be on the same Wi-Fi network, so that's currently out of action. And third-party applications will certainly not operate on the Apple Watch. So for example, my TripView app, my Double Post app for posting to Twitter and Facebook, the TuneIn Radio app, Pandora, etc., all of those will not run. If I try and access one of them, it'll just say what the weather app said, not connected to iPhone. Now, interestingly, and finally, last time I turned off my iPhone to try this out before the demo, I still was able to use Siri, and I was still able to send and receive iMessages. So let me just try that to conclude this demo. I'm going to hold in my digital crown. Siri, what's the time in London?
London, England, current time, 11:53, 9 hours.
Now, the reason that's still working is because it's still connected to my Wi-Fi network at home that my iPhone was connected to, and I can still send a message to my wife Ellen as well. So let me do that now with Siri. Digital crown in. Send a message to Ellen Woodbridge Mobile. Just doing a final test on Siri without my iPhone turned on. Thanks, David. Releasing, it's vibrated.
Messages. New message.
Okay, flick to the right.
Recipients. Ellen Woodbridge. Message content. Just doing a final test on Siri without my iPhone turned on. Thanks, David. Cancel. Send.
Okay, button. And double tap on send.
Send.
Okay, and it's gone. Now, obviously, looking back at me accessing messages, that's most likely why I could still not just see the list of messages, but open them up. So before I finish, let me turn my iPhone back on again. Holding the side button in for 1, 2. And I'm just going to pause the recording while it starts up again. Put in my passcode and just pause the recording again.
Messages.
Okay, and I'm on the home screen of my iPhone. I'm just going to lock it.
Screen locked.
And if I come back to my Apple Watch and touch the screen to wake it up.
Clock face, 2058.
And flick to the left.
Wednesday the 6th of May, unread notifications.
We have now got unread notifications rather than disconnected. Or if I want to double check again, I can do a two-finger flick up for the glance.
Settings, connected.
And my settings glance now says connected, so I'm all ready to go. Okay, pressing digital crown to come out of that glance.
2059.
Put my hand over the screen to put it to sleep. And that completes this demonstration of a fairly significant amount you can still do with your Apple Watch with your iPhone turned off. So, as usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.
For more information on Apple Watch, other products, and accessible applications, visit www.applevis.com.